it. I'll personalize it. You can take some pictures. It's a fun thing. People come out, we meet, and we talk for a few minutes. We'll try to sign as many as we can. And that is certainly something to keep in mind for the amount of money that we can make. I spend a lot of time talking to people, and there's a good side and a bad side of that. I guess the good side is that I get to meet a lot of you guys, and we can talk. The bad side is that the longer I take with individual people, the fewer people we sell CDs to. I guess the fewer people get them autographed. Maybe that's it. Because we do sell them before you come up to the table and you can get them signed. Although I did hear, as I mentioned on the air the other night, that some people, because they didn't get their CD signed, they wanted their money back. And I really hope that we can come to I hope we can all get along and come to an understanding, you know, that you try to get your money back in a CD and you're in big trouble. So anyway, come on out tomorrow, noon, Sit and Sleep, Mattress Superstore in Tarzana. You know, when we go on the network after, you know, a little bit after 5 after 7, so in other words, we're national, and I talk about going to a Mattress Superstore, you know, people listening to me, like in Philly or Atlanta, they're going, this guy's big time. It's like when I opened up a Krispy Kreme down in Miami once. You know, hey, good going, Phil. You got that 8 o'clock personal appearance on a Saturday morning at Krispy freaking Kreme. Anyway, the great people at Sit and Sleep are just that, and we've been at their stores before, and they're always very hospitable. So please join us tomorrow at noon. We'll be there for 3 hours, and that's on Ventura Boulevard, just south of the 101 between Tampa and Reseda. Communism is neat. I have an update for you as to how much money we've made so far on our CD. $61,000 and something like $61,404.50. And the reason why a $20 CD, add them all up and it comes to $61,404, is they're figuring in the shipping and handling on some of the orders there. They have to eliminate that because obviously my friend's place doesn't get that. So that's a rough estimate. $61,000, if it sounds like a rough figure to you, $61,404 for those great guys. We really appreciate your help. Thank you. God bless you. And good night. So let's see. Later on this evening, we're going to talk with Rudy Canoza. I have something that I want to speak to you in detail about. I'll do it after we get on the network in about a minute or so. Bill Kiesling is here, our webmaster. He is the guy that administers our website, philhendryshow.com, which is, by the way, where you can also purchase our CD. And if you go to our website and you take a look at it, you might say, boy, does that look like crap. Well, let me tell you, I'm joking, Bill. Are we changing it?
Yeah.
What's the problem with the website? The server, right?
Yeah, the server needs to be changed.
And is that fresh ground?
No, we have the server now. Now it's all up to me. Now it's my life.
Well, okay, we have a server that you can work with now, and so you are going to begin the redesign of our website. And any delays, we can blame on Bill. And he is the guy that many of you who may correspond to us via our website, he's the guy that answers a lot of that email. So if you get sarcastic, kind of wise-ass responses, and you're thinking, Jesus, it's not me, it's him. Now, you generally do a good job there, Bill. I guess, I don't know, I've never written to you via the website. I think I'm going to disguise myself one day, send a little email, and just kind of hint around at the fact that I think Phil Hendry's show sucks, and see what kind of a response I get. Just hit around the fact that I think you're an asshole and Phil's show sucks, and see what kind of a response you give me. Anyway, Bill had designed a website, an unofficial fan page for a few years called shuckandjive.com. The work was so outstanding that he now has taken over our official website. Phil Hendry. Good evening. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. I'm feeling pretty good tonight, although I'm working under a little bit of a handicap. Please bear with me as I try to explain some things to you. Was it the night before last? I know it was Tuesday night that I had stopped off after work at a psychic who works up the street from our studios here in Koreatown, downtown Los Angeles. And I stopped off at the psychic's house because I wanted to find out about my life, because I was feeling unsure And perhaps I visit psychics the way most people do. Feeling unsure, I'm curious. My life could be better. I don't know. You recall me speaking of that. If you do not recall me speaking of that, what happened? I went in. There was an Asian woman there. She told me what they offered: tarot card reading, phrenology, fortune telling, medium, channeling, etc. I paid for a tarot card reading, and I paid for a tarot card reading, which is the reading of the cards, and I paid for a general fortune telling, utilizing crystals. You think I'm nuts? You think I'm crazy? Okay, fine, great. I took all of the abuse that I guess I needed to take on it the other night, but I did it. I stopped my car off. I went in there. I was told that night, forgive me, that I had less than a year to live. Oh, man. I came on the air that the following evening. I told you fine folks about that, and I was told, don't believe it. She's a psychic. She's a confidence woman. It's a canard. Don't believe it. And I felt a little bit empowered. So I went back last night. I walked in, and I confronted the woman. And you'll notice I'm not mentioning her name because I do not choose to give her publicity. I walked in. I said, I believe you're a phony. You can get any of the information that you told me by way of my wallet. She proceeded last evening to continue to tell me where I lived, because she said to me, Mr. Hendry, if you don't believe me, there are things about you that I can tell you that are not in your wallet. I said, okay, where did I go to high school? She said, you went to two high schools. See, I thought I could trip her up by saying, what high school did I go to? She said, you went to two high schools. You went to Arcadia High School. You went to LaSalle High School. I said, okay. What city does my father live in? She said, your father died in October of 1987. I said, where was I born? She said, Pasadena, California. You were raised in Arcadia, California. I left. I was depressed. And I remain depressed today. I'm telling you, Mike, and I told you this before we went on the air, the woman knows stuff about me that no one could possibly know who doesn't know me. She doesn't know me. I don't know the woman. How could she possibly know where I went to high school? Two high schools. This is not in my wallet. She knew the month and the day my father passed on, October 30th, 1987. By the way, I asked her, what is my father's full name? My dad has Herbert Lionel Hendry. That was your dad's full. She was right. I'm scared. I'm worried. Because this woman, I believe, is a bona fide psychic. I don't know what it is. I don't know where she gets her power. I do believe she has some vision. She has some clarity of thought and vision into the internal workings of the mind, the soul. The other night I was willing to believe that maybe there was some kind of a flim-flam. Tonight, forget it. You can't know these things about somebody. She knew these things about me. I've never been a guy who relied heavily on psychics. I looked at the Dionne Warwick hotlines. I laughed like most people, but I've always been curious about it. And I've always believed if there are so many of them and there is so much talk of it, part of it has to be true. But I was willing to believe that this is a person, this woman is probably running some kind of a scam. I went, she knew stuff about me that she couldn't know. She doesn't know me. where I was born. She knew the hospital I was born in. She told me the hospital. St. Luke's Hospital. Pasadena, California. So I sit before you this evening, ladies and gentlemen, a frightened man. Pardon the theatrics, but I'm frightened. Because she has predicted that I will die sometime this year. Now, I've got to move on with my life. I've got a show to do, and I have to keep my nose to the grindstone, as they say, and stay focused. But I had to bring this to the air because I believe in bringing my life to the radio. I think that it is a relatable thing. But I am scared. We need a break? All right, we're going to break. Try and get her on the phone, too, Mike. I gave you the number. 1-800-449-8686. Those of you the other night who said, Phil, this stuff isn't for real. Oh, yeah? Then how does she know all this stuff about me? I do not know the woman. Never met her before in my life. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-44... Would you not play that music, please, Bud?
We're there.
No, you don't have to play that. Okay. Turn it off, please.
Barry, you're a psyche.
I know, but I understand that, but I'm not... We're not doing shtick, okay?
I'm sorry.
Oh boy, I'm on the air tonight because I'm scared. I'm scared... I went to a psychic the other night. She knows a lot about my life. She's up the street from the radio station. That's all I can tell you. She knew a lot about my life. She knew my name. She knew the names of all four of the kids. She knew the fact that my father had died in October of 1987. She knew what city I was born in. She knew what city I was raised in. She knew the names of the two high schools that I went to. She knew... And the only way that I can deal with this is by talking about it honestly on the air. The only way I can deal with this is by talking about it honestly on the air. She, the reason why I'm upset, has predicted that I will die in the next 12 months. And I'm trying to do the best I can. I'm trying to work through it. 1-800-449-8686. I do appreciate a lot of people are calling tonight. I don't know what we can talk about. We'll get a phone call on the air here. But just know that you're dealing with a man who is... I have fear. I'm afraid. When someone tells you you're going to die and they know all this stuff about you, you have to believe they're psychic. Forgive me. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Temple City on the Phil Henry Show. Good evening.
Yeah, Phil, how are you doing tonight? I guess it's kind of a stupid question, isn't it?
Well, I'm...
Well, the reason why I called, Phil, is I do listen to your program, and I wanted to call in about what you're talking about tonight, about whether that woman's psychic or not. And I think... I got to alert you to a couple of things, if that's okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's why we're here, all right?
I think, really, in a lot of ways, you're being, and I'm sorry I talked to the screener, if I could just go ahead and say it, I think you're being, you're way over into being a dumbass, and you're getting more, you know, more dumbass as you talk.
And I'm sorry, sir?
I mean, I don't mean to offend you or anything.
You've called me a dumbass, I suppose, and you can, again, you know, if you don't believe in psychics, that's fine. If you want to...
No, it's not. I don't believe in psychics, okay? I think you're being very dumbass and all. And what I want to say, okay, is I'll give you...
Look, if you want to call the show and offend me and offend my listeners with a lot of pejoratives, that's one thing. You need to back up what you're saying, all right? If you don't believe in psychics...
I said, I'm not saying I don't believe in psychics. I'm saying that you got to think about it. You just have to think about it. Think about it.
Think about what, sir? This woman is... told me I'm going to die in a year. She knows everything about my family.
Please, 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 before you go into the dumbass, think about it. Please.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for your call. I've been called dumbass by a lot of people. I do not need to go through that abuse. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8. I don't want to talk to anybody. Why should I take the guy's call? I'm talking to my producer, Mike Schaefer. My producer wants me to put you back on the air.
Please, Mr. Henry, I'm sorry. I did not mean to call you no name or nothing like that. Please think about it.
Think about what?
Why she knows about all this stuff. You said she knows about the names of your four kids, right?
Yes, she knew the names of my four kids. She knows my wife's name. She knows the day that my father died.
You mean October 30th, 1987?
Well, yeah. Because I just mentioned it, yes.
Okay, all right, here's something you didn't mention. Your wife's name is Maria.
My wife's name is Maria. How did you know that?
Hello?
Because I've mentioned it on the air.
See, I'm saying, man, I didn't want you to be no dumbass.
So what are you telling me?
What I'm telling... Three guesses, man. Here, I'll give you another one, man. Your four kids, Alex, Nicholas, Catherine, and Christopher.
And you're not psychic?
No, man, I'm not psychic.
So in other words, what you're saying is I've mentioned this stuff on the air.
Survey says, bingo. The bitch listens to your show, man. The bitch has been listening to your show since you come on the air. Did you give her your name?
I wrote her a check.
You wrote her a check, man. You wrote her a check with your name on it, right?
Look, if the guy...
No, man. Now, it's my turn now. You wrote the bitch a check, right?
Yes, I did.
Do you have your name on it, man?
Yeah.
Bingo! Survey says, dumbass, the chick listens to your show, all the stuff, what the chick knew about you, is you've been on the air talking about it? God damn, man. Are you putting me on, man? In other words...
Okay, all right.
No, really, man. In other words, you thought this chick was psychic? The bitch knew all the stuff about your show because you talk about it, man. I know what schools you went to. I know when your old man died. And I know the names of your four kids. Feel stupid? Mr. Henry?
Yeah?
You feel stupid? Guess so, huh?
How did she...
No, man. There's no how did she, man. She listens to your show. The bitch saw your name on the check, knew who you were, and started telling you stuff, man. And I mean, it's almost like she was daring you not to be a dumbass. She should have been called... The bitch should have put a sign up and said, "Hey, Phil Henry, come on in here and let's see if you can just leap the hurdle of dumbass." Feel stupid now?
I guess I do.
You guess you do, man. You guess you do. All right, that's all I had to say. That's all I had to say, man.
All right, thanks for calling.
Great.
Well, okay, what do we got? Yeah, hi, Harvey, how you doing?
I'm doing good, but I heard that other guy beat me to the punch, you stupid son of a bitch. He listens to your show. That's why she knew everything about it, okay? And I would concur with what the kid said also. She was almost daring you. She he was almost daring you not to be a complete and utter moron, and you failed, didn't you? Phil?
Yeah?
You failed, didn't you?
When you're sitting in a room and a woman has a crystal ball and she's telling you the name of your kids and your wife, and she's telling you the name of your dead father and when he died...
You want to believe it's because the spooks are speaking to her. Is that it? She got a lot of spooks flying around there, and they're talking to her. Is that it? You see, Phil, what happened was your ego got in the way. You thought you were so important and special that she was looking into your life and telling you a bunch of crap. When in point of fact, all that bull crap that you were talking about, you talk about on your show. Anybody that listens to your rotten show would know it, wouldn't they? God!
never occurred to me.
Never occurred to you. I feel sorry for you. I really do.
Look, Harvey.
You went on the air, and then you blubbered like a baby.
I got to take a break.
Yeah, I hope. You got to go get some Kleenex? You got to go cry?
Hold on. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686.
Bonjour et merci de voler des mains rien de Phil Hendry. Nous contrerons d'une altitude de 30 000 pieds.
Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. I'm a little bit embarrassed by the fact that I thought that the woman, the psychic that I went to the other night, who I thought was indeed a psychic and who was telling me things about my life, and she also said that I was going to die this year. Turns out that she was probably listening to my show. All the information she got from me is... Harvey Wireman's on the line. Harvey?
Yeah.
Forgive me.
Well, you embarrass yourself. You know, you started crying like a GD baby. And you're all, I'm very scared. And
please understand that I thought that she was a real psychic.
You thought she was a real psychic. The broad listens to your radio show, for God's sake. What's wrong with you?
Anyway.
Why don't you go, get some Kleenex and blow your nose? You made an ass out of yourself, Phil, and it makes it difficult for me to be in business with you. I walk into a courtroom someday because you're a dumbass. I'm your lawyer, right?
Yes.
What's it make me look like? Yes, Your Honor. Here's the sniveling jackass who thought the woman was psychic. Turns out she listens to his show. I like you, Phil, but boy, you are stupid sometimes. Some nights I listen to you and I think, you're a dumbass. Then other nights I listen to you, I think, well, you're not too much of a dumbass. But tonight you are full, 100%, full-throttle dumbass.
You done?
Oh, am I hurting your feelings?
No, I just wanted to know, are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm going to hang up now. I've got about 26 minutes before my bowel movement, and then I'm going to watch Who Wants to Be a Goddamn Millionaire and not listen to your crap show. Goodbye.
That's my lawyer. I got 26 minutes to my bowel movement. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Malibu on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Not too good.
But yeah, I can almost hear you. You're having a difficult time this evening. I wanted to call and cheer you up because I've always enjoyed your program. With all the things you talk about, you've always been a lot of fun to listen to for me.
And what is your name?
Phil, my name is Little Ian Anderson. I've called you.
Oh, I know who you are. Yeah, Little Ian Anderson. You're not the Ian Anderson. You were a roadie, right?
So I was a roadie. I worked in rock and roll and worked in some clubs and all that. But I wanted to call up, prop you up a little bit because I think you do a good program. I think that you should think of one thing, that the lady is probably telling the truth. It's possible that she is psychic.
And you think it's possible she is psychic?
Well, right. I think it's possible she's psychic, because first of all, it's possible she's not listening to your show, and that she knows all this stuff because she is psychic. There's nobody's proved that she listens to your show, right?
No, nobody's proved it, but I mean, you know.
Well, it's possible that she is psychic, and she's getting all this rubbish from being psychic and channeling all kinds of spirits and like that, right?
I guess it's possible that she's psychic, yeah.
That's right. It's right. You're not a stupid man. You're a smart man. I like listening to your show. You've got a good show. I think you're a smart man. I think it's possible.
It is possible that she's psychic. It's possible that she doesn't listen to my show, that she knew all of this stuff just by...
Right, by reading the tarot cards or looking at all the crystals and like that. Right?
Yeah. It is.
See, you should not give up on yourself so much. I think you give up on yourself. I think a lot of people want to call up and say that you're a dumbass, but you're not. You're smart.
So you think it's possible she could be psychic?
I think it's very possible that she's psychic. In fact, I think she is psychic. Because I don't think that some old gypsy up the street from your radio station necessarily listens to you.
That's very true. I mean, where the radio station is located is, you know, there's not exactly people that listen to my show. Oh, man. Do you think I think it's possible she is psychic and she knows this stuff.
Absolutely, Phil. I think you need to have more faith. I think she's psychic. I think there's one problem, though.
I'm sorry?
I think she's psychic, but I think you've got a problem.
Well, what problem do I have?
You're going to die in a year.
Oh, Jesus. God.
Well, I just want to call and see if there's anybody I should listen to once you die. Do you reckon?
Thank you very much, okay?
Well, once you die, who do I listen
to? That's the one problem I got. She's psychic, but I'm going to die in a year. Oh, man.
Hey, Phil.
What?
Hey, what was that thing that you said that she did?
Bud, go back and help Terry Ray, will you?
No. She said, well, I have a question. What was that one thing that when she grabbed your head, the fortune teller, when she grabbed your head?
It's called phrenology.
What that?
It's when you read the bumps on somebody's head.
Do you read a bump on a head by phrenology?
It's a kind of fortune telling when you read the bumps on somebody's head. It's called phrenology.
Here, let me try it with you.
Get your hand off my head, okay, Bud?
Let me try. Hey, you better pick this one. It's ripe.
All right, that's it. I'm getting out of here.
Hey, where are you going? I'm having a good time. Better go get him. Better go get him. Go get him. He go in the bathroom. Phil Henry is in the bathroom now. He's crying. I'm Bud Dickman. On Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I'm Bud Dickman filling in on Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Call in now, don't delay. On the Phil Henry Show tonight, you can call up, and our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I'm Bud Dickman. Don't forget the number. Write it down so you'll always know that the number is 1-800-449-8686. I'm trying to get one. I can't get it out. Give me some tissue. It's about 65 degrees in Los Angeles right now, even though I know you're probably not in L.A., but another country, another city. The number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, 739 on the Pacific Coast. And it's 1039 on the Atlantic Coast. Southern California weather here on the Phil Henry Show, partly cloudy and continued cold, and it's going to be in the 40s tonight. 1-800-449-8686, call up now. Be a part of the discussion of the issues of the day. If you call up now, you'll be a part of the discussion on the issues of the day. 449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Is he going to come back? Okay, here, I got it. Los Angeles and vicinity, remainder of the afternoon and night. Tonight, variable high clouds. Saturday, variable high clouds. Saturday night, mostly cloudy. How long do I have to go before we break? 5 minutes. Sunday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain. In downtown Los Angeles, at the downtown airport, 66 degrees. At the Los Angeles airport, 64. Long Beach, 67. Santa Monica Mountain Recreational Area, Los Angeles County Valleys, going to be variable high clouds. Variable high clouds tonight. Saturday, variable high clouds Saturday night. Malibu Hills, 68 degrees. Woodland Hills, 66. Burbank, 65. And I want to tell everybody about the beautiful weather we'll be about here with beautiful Los Angeles. 64 in Newhall, 66 in Pasadena. Where is he? Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. Everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. It followed her to school one day, which was against the rule. It made the children laugh and play, and to see a lamb in school. There's something to talk about. In the Mary Had a Little Lamb, the part where he goes, it made the children laugh and sing to see a lamb in school. I've always wondered, does that mean that they were making fun of Mary, or were they happy to see the lamb in school? 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449. And also the other question that we wanted to be, what would you do if you saw a lamb in school? 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. And the other question that speaks probably to more of a scientific view on it, if you saw a lamb in school, would it get good grades, or what kind of a student would a lamb be? 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Thank God.
Listening to you make an abortion out of my show? Yeah, I'm coming back.
I don't know what to do.
What do you mean, what would it be like to see a lamb in school?
I don't know what to do. You really want to run out of here.
I don't like having my head felt up. Do you mind?
You want to have your head felt up?
Don't you yell at me, you little... Get out of here.
You don't want to have your head felt up.
I didn't have my head felt up. It's called phrenology. Do you understand? What are you doing?
You're feeling you're up.
Get your hand off my crotch.
Ow! You seem to like it so much.
I don't like it. I'm sorry. From the bottom of my heart, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry.
You like to get felt up.
Get him out of here, Mike.
You do.
Get him out of here. He grabbed my crotch. Get him out of here. I want him out of the building. If you got to get security up here, fine. Get him out of here.
You let a lady really rub your head.
Yeah, she rubbed my head, man. She wasn't groping my head. Or any other part of me. Forgive me. I'm sorry.
You got off on it.
Get him out of here. Well, I guess I tried, and I failed. I tried, and I failed. I wanted to have a show that people could relate to, and I just let my emotions, and look what Hen Dickman comes in here, and what do you think about seeing a lamb in school? I'm sorry. I'm Phil Hendry. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead. Phil Hendry Show, And it is 1-800-449-8686. Please be with us tomorrow at the Sit and Sleep in Tarzana. We are going to be there, and we're going to be signing copies of the 1999 Best of the Phil Henry Show CD. It'll be at the Sit and Sleep Mattress Superstore in Tarzana at 19119 Ventura Boulevard, south of the 101 between Tampa and Reseda. For only $20, you get a CD signed by me. All the proceeds go to a great charity, My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway youth in Hollywood. Again, we'll be there tomorrow at noon, signing until 3. And hope to see you there. We hope to be able to sign your CD, take some pictures if you'd like, and it'll be fun. And it's going to a very, very worthwhile cause, My Friend's Place. We've raised over $61,000 for them so far since our CD went on sale in the middle of December. Okay, let me just move on. It's all you can do. Just suck it up, plow ahead. It's all I can do. Late night host, late show host, David Letterman, underwent emergency quintuple bypass surgery today after a test found one of his arteries seriously blocked. He's fine, according to spokesman Steve Rubenstein. David Letterman is 52. He had an angiogram because of what he said was high cholesterol and a history of heart disease in his family. The test, during which a flexible tube is inserted into an artery and dye is injected, revealed the problem. Dr. O. Wayne Isom, who performed the procedure at New York Presbyterian Hospital, said it went smoothly. He predicted a rapid recovery. David has the heart muscle of a 20-year-old. That's good. Rubenstein said CBS would air late show reruns until Letterman recovers. Letterman's personal physician and his cardiologist said it was too early to determine how long recovery would take. Heart experts said Letterman is likely to spend 6 to 8 weeks recuperating at home. When you have quintuple bypass, is that open heart? That kind of surgery is open heart? Because I know angioplasty, and angioplasty is when they remove the blockage. An angiogram is just a test. Am I right about that? So it wasn't angioplasty that he had. They couldn't remove that blockage with an angioplasty. They had to go in there and open up the chest. That's rough. Like everybody else, Letterman has made a long-running joke of his health, starting years ago when he discovered that he had high cholesterol. For a month, he went on an oat bran diet, complaining nightly about the taste and consistency of the stuff. Letterman disclosed he was going to have the angiogram during a taping of his program with guest Regis Philbin. The segment was to air tonight. The host turned momentarily serious when he asked Philbin about his own successful emergency angioplasty at age 59 in 1993. The reason I'm bringing this up is that I have very high cholesterol, and I have a history of this, said Letterman, whose father died of a heart attack in his 50s. Letterman returned to jokes when Philbin asked how high the cholesterol level was. It's borderline, Letterman said, 680. Doctors usually recommend people keep their cholesterol level under 200. Letterman said the worst-case scenario would be to open Daddy's rib cage, and I don't want that. Letterman broke into network TV 1978, etc., after a brief stint, etc., etc. Well, he's a nice man, and I know because David Letterman was very complimentary about our show when we first went on the air here in Los Angeles. He'd heard a couple of shows and was very nice and complimentary about the work that we do on the Phil Henry Show. And in addition to that, the people at Worldwide Pants have always been very nice, and they're a class organization, and they seem to like artists over there, and there's not a whole lot of suits, and David Letterman's a funny guy. He's just a funny man. I think his show is funny, and I'm not going to say that anybody else sucks. That ain't what that's about. It's just about David Letterman being a funny man, and we hope that he recovers and is back on the tube very, very quickly. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell, how you doing, Ted?
Bill, I'm doing very, very well. I heard the news about David Letterman, and like all of us who are associated with show business and television here in Los Angeles, I am very hopeful of his recovery. David is a tremendous talent. I heard some of the comments that you made about him. It made me a little bit nervous for you, but I know that you admire the man. And
what did I say to me? You got nervous for me?
I got a little bit nervous for you, and when I hear you say that, you know, when you think that David Letterman is the funniest guy on TV, what I need for you to understand, and this is one of the reasons why I picked the phone up and called, and I talked to Mike about it, and Mike said to go ahead and go on the air and talk to you a little bit about this.
Let me tell people who we're speaking with, by the way. This is Ted Bell. He owns Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, which is a I don't want to call it a hangout.
Well, it's not a hangout. We do have a lot of, we're very proud to say that a lot of people in the industry who come to our steakhouse.
Okay, and you also have the Beverly Hills Automobile Association. So that's you, Ted. Go ahead.
Right. All right. So we got our resumes out of the way. No, I seriously, Phil, I wanted to just say to you that I admire your loyalty to David Letterman. And I admire the, you know, the good words that you had to say. But I'm asking you because I admire you, Phil. I think you're a talented guy too. Let's move past David Letterman for a minute here. Let's talk about Phil Hendry. You are a talented guy, and I'd like to see you succeed in this town.
And okay, well, what did I say? You said you got nervous.
I got a little bit nervous. Yeah.
About what?
I want to see you put your loyalties in the right areas, is all I'm saying. I think David Letterman is a tremendous talent, but you work in Los Angeles. You know who rules the roost here, okay?
Well, Jay Leno is, yeah, Jay.
That's what I wanted to say, Jay Leno. You don't want to say anything that's going to hurt you, okay? So when I say that, yes, it's admirable that you like David Letterman, you have to understand who represents L.A., and who better represents L.A. than Jay Leno? And I've told you this before.
You've mentioned this, and I have. I think Mr. Leno is a tremendous talent. I remember seeing him on stage at the Comedy Store back in...
Well, you don't have to go into your resume about when you...
No, I saw him at the Comedy Store back in 1980. He was a hysterically funny man, and I don't get to see either one of the shows.
Yeah, well, you're in L.A. Jay Leno represents L.A. Did I hear you a minute ago say you're born and raised in L.A.?
Yes.
All right, Jay Leno is L.A. And when you're on the air in L.A. and
well, I'm on the air across the country, okay?
Yeah, but when you're working out of Los Angeles, you got to know where your loyalties lie. Your loyalties lie with Jay. Don't blow it. Please don't blow it, Phil. I am a great admirer of yours.
I'm not going to blow it by saying I like Letterman.
But, well, whoa. No.
All right, hold on, Ted. What did I do? Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Well, I'm blowing it. What? Who?